absolutely shocking for pancreatic cancer patients because it wasn't routinely available on the NHS. It's clearly not going to be routinely available on the NHS going forward. However, if you were a pancreatic cancer patient and your oncologist thought this drug was right for you, there was access to it through the Cancer Drugs Fund list. So this leaves pancreatic cancer patients in England completely disadvantaged because it's available in Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland and most of the rest of Europe. However, if you are a pancreatic cancer patient in England, you will no longer be able to access Abraxane from the 4th of November. Majority of pancreatic cancer patients do not survive their disease. It's got shockingly low survival rates. So to have an offer of hope from Abraxane to extend their life, to give them a little bit more time with loved ones, to do one last favourite thing, to tell people how they care, to get their affairs in order, it's just not acceptable that they've taken this decision and that the whole pancreatic cancer community are outraged about it.
When a loved one is terminally ill, every, you know, second, minute, hour counts, doesn't it? That's why this is so important.
It absolutely does. When you consider that a metastatic pancreatic cancer patient gets between 2 to 6 months of life at diagnosis, to even double that with this Abraxane, which is the median 2 months, but some people have survived for up to 2 years on it, but to even double the 2 months is significant. We were lucky, my husband got 20 months. 20 months was nowhere near long enough for us. We obviously wanted more time. But for those people that are faced with a diagnosis and told that their death is very imminent, days or weeks, to have this bit of hope taken away from them, it's just not acceptable.
This drug wasn't available when your husband passed away back in 2009, was it? But what would this mean if it was?
No, it wasn't available in 2009, and Kevin was treated on gemcitabine, which is the standard chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer patients. I'm told by the experts that it's not particularly effective and it's not particularly well tolerated. For us, it would have been, if it had have given us much more time, it would have been quite significant because Kevin passed away on the 22nd of December. So a few more days with us, with him, would have given us one last Christmas. His birthday was the 1st of January, so a couple more weeks with him would have given us one last birthday with him. And obviously, no amount of time is enough when your loved one's dying, but people should be given the opportunity to have the maximum amount of time available with their loved ones.